Hi, Josh. Just wanted to ask you about a couple of your running backs. I think some of us, myself included, have kind of seen Jonas Gray and LeGarrette as both, you know, bigger running backs who can create some yards after contact. But Bill said the other day that all your running backs have pretty different styles, and so I'm just wondering, when it comes to those two guys, how do you see their skill sets differ?
Well, they're different, you know. I mean, I think that relative to, I mean, there's a lot of variables here. Experience, you know, the Garrett's, you know, certainly obviously played in more games, you know, which is a little bit of a difference. I think the Garrett is bigger than Jonas. Jonas, you know, in terms of the way they read things and those kind of things, I think it's similar. You know, they've played in different packages in our offense in the last few weeks here, just because we, you know, that's just kind of the way we've created the game plan, whether it's more base runs or more sub runs for one of them or the other. You know, shotgun, under center, those kind of things. We try to make it a decision, you know, as the week goes. But they're both, you know, obviously capable of carrying the ball on early downs and doing a good job with it. I don't try to over distinguish, you know, in terms of, you know, exact traits and skill sets. I just know that they're both capable. We have a lot of confidence in both of them. And they've both been productive for us this year. So we're hoping that that continues going forward.
How you doing today, Josh?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
Been doing well. I have a two-parter. I'll ask it just in two different questions, if that's okay. The first is sort of a look back before looking ahead. I one play in the red zone just in this last game caught my eye. I just wanted to get your opinion on it. It was the Shane touchdown run, and it was the way the Dolphins sort of aligned with the, you know, it looked like the safety over Gronkowski, you know, double coverage there. And I'm just sort of curious if that's a check there by Tom, or, you know, I just think it's interesting because a lot of those plays, we can't tell if there's a check to a run based on what the defense does and, you know, philosophically how you balance that, especially in the red zone, whether you want to have a check there or not. And I'm rambling, but if you can just maybe discuss that, I'm curious.
No worries. No worries. I think there's a lot of there's multiple different things that could happen in those types of situations. You know, I think every offense has the ability to send in more than one play at a time, where you would have, you know, first play, and then you'd have a second play. So if they give you one defense, you want to run this one. If they give you a second defense, you'd love to have, you know, the second call on. There's also, you know, in each system, I'm sure the ability to change the play if you send in a call and there's maybe a look that you get that gives you a better opportunity to succeed if you change the call, then, you know, the quarterback, you know, could try to get you into a play like that as well. You know, that definitely was a situation there where they were really conscious about trying to defend certain people in that look, and obviously Gronk was one of them, and they were, I'm sure, going to double somebody on the other side as well from the look of it. Since we didn't throw the ball, you really never could tell who it was. but, you know, you want to give yourself as many ways, as many opportunities to run the right play as many times as you can in the game, and I thought that was an example of Tom getting us into a good situation there, and then we capitalized on it with Shane's run for a touchdown.
And just spinning it forward, you know, the Jets, this, you know, you guys didn't have the ball very much against them in that October 16th game, but what stands out to you as different about them now compared to that game, and you know, where are they challenging opposing offenses the most?
Well, it's always a great challenge against this defense. I think they're very well coached. I think they have a very solid front seven. I mean, they're extremely difficult to run the football on. They do a good job of playing good fundamental technique. They're tough, they're physical, they're big, you know, and they do a great job of trying to force you into becoming one-dimensional, you know, by defending the run so well. And then they've got some, you know, they've got some younger guys in the secondary that have showed up and made some plays for them. Certainly Jarrett's made some plays. Pryor has made some big hits and some impact plays for him in the secondary. Landry, we're more familiar with, but you know, he's definitely been in there and done some good things. We haven't played against Marcus Williams, the young kid from North Dakota State that, you know, we'll see now this week, I think, and then they got, you know, Allen, who's definitely done a good job in the past against some of our tight ends, has been matched up, you know, there in the past, in the secondary. So this is a good group. They challenge you with their scheme. They don't give up many big plays. You have to work, to drive the ball against them. And, you know, they make it difficult for you to do that and stay balanced while you're doing it because they defend the running game so well. So, we got to do better than what we did in the first game. We didn't have the ball much, and that's because we had too many three and outs, didn't do a good enough job on third down of converting, when we had our opportunities. So, we got a lot to fix, a lot to work on to try to get better. And we need to have a good performance there on Sunday against this defense.
Afternoon, Josh. Mike stole my thunder a little bit on Shane Vereen's touchdown run. I want to focus a little bit on Shane and how he read the play. It seemed like he made a couple of reads before he bounced all the way out to the right. First of all, when you're going over the film and film review, how much credit does Shane get for making those kind of side adjustments at the line of scrimmage? And secondly, how much do you coach it?
Well, I think, whenever the back gets the ball, we certainly have an intended point of entry, with the call, whatever that may be. And I think the guys up front deserve credit, for being able to get the back started always. There's a desired point of entry, and then there's also the read that the back is looking at, whether it's the down lineman, whether it's the defensive end, whether it's the front side linebacker, whatever it may be that the play is being read off of. The back, gets his eyes in the right place and then makes a decision. And once he makes his decision, then he's just running. And I thought Shane made a good choice there. Initially, started to go inside, dipped it back to the outside, and we had enough guys covered up that, he was able to do that and then get it in with some success. So, anytime those plays work, there's more than a few guys doing their job well. Shane definitely deserves credit for being able to do that, make a good read, make a good choice, bounce it out, and then get it in. And the line obviously did a nice job of giving him an opportunity to get started, through the line of scrimmage and give him a chance to break that tackle there to cross the goal line.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh. Back to Sunday. It seemed like in the second half, play action worked out pretty well for you guys. Was that something you saw at halftime as an adjustment to make? And then secondly, how have you seen that play such an important role in the offense as a whole this season?
We definitely used it in the second half, a little bit more than we did in the first half. I think it's always a part of what you want to be able to do to complement the rest of your offense. You have a chance to run the football and then try to go ahead and use some play actions to complement your running game. I think it's always a good design, a good idea. Ultimately the credit and the responsibility, lies with the players and the execution, and they did a great job of doing that. The line gave Tom an opportunity to, play action fake and then get his eyes down the field and find some people open in the defense. And, we were able to get, you know, behind them a few times there in the second half to create some chunk plays for ourselves and some momentum. So always been a part of what we do. You know, we've had weeks where we've been very good at it, and other weeks where it's been more limited in terms of what you're able to do, and some of that's determined by how the defense plays you too. So, you know, definitely played a good role in our some of our success in the second half, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do that.